Alrighty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Victor Fletcher, and he runs the TorontoStreetNews.com. Can you cut the music, please? Could somebody call into the program at the 800 number and ask them to please cut the music so we can run this program correctly? Can you cut the music? Somebody just call the 800 number and ask them to please cut the music, because this is very, very annoying, and the board op is absent. The number is 800-313-9443. So if somebody can just call in and ask the board op to cut the music so that we can have a program here without background.
All right, right. Oh, yeah, the guests are going to call in.
Yeah, the guests, we should have callers, yes. I get very distracted easy. When I was a teenager and doing homework, I could never have any music on. That's why I never got into the music scene, because I just simply I didn't want to have any distractions. Okay, nobody's answering the phone. And the music is still going on. Okay, we can just keep calling. Just keep calling. Nobody is at the board, apparently.
I see.
I don't know. This is just interesting for words. The line's busy. There's no answer at RBN. People have called into the program, so who knows what's going on. But we have to deal with this music. I don't know. Okay. So you've had people that were close to you. You've had infiltrators. Did you ever have any infiltrators working for your newspaper that was maybe, not producing or whatever, something like that?
No, they probably call me a control freak, but because of the money involved, I could never get anybody I didn't have to depend on anybody. I did everything myself.
I think that's a really good thing to do, because then you can trust yourself. You know?
That's right. I can only blame myself. Yeah.
Wow.
I was always knew about the graphics industry and how it changed over the years. I was always fascinated to think that. I remember the old days, you'd have to have a separation for your color photos and four negatives, and it cost a lot of money and time. And now I can take a picture of an event. I take the chip out of my camera, put it into the computer. I got my picture there. I can alter it with Photoshop and do all kinds of things with it, and crop it and everything else, lighten it up. I send the paper in at 10 p.m. on a Sunday night, and it's printed 10 a.m. the next morning.
Okay. We used to go to a break at 5:04, and so the music that you hear now is the one that used to be the bump out music. So I guess we are going to have interference for the next until that audio goes off. Okay, so we have to deal with a commercial break because there's no board operator on the board. Okay, so I guess we're just going to have to talk over the break.
tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's
made okay. Plus a no questions asked. Well, so you were working for yourself. And that's one of the beauties, of course, of working for yourself is that you get to make all the decisions. Oftentimes, you don't make any money, but anyway, you don't have to. Okay, stop calling them because obviously nobody's there to answer, and so probably don't call in because there's nobody there answering the phone. If it's been ringing for 4 minutes. Nobody is going to pick it up, okay? So don't call anymore.
Supernatural silver can be taken
orally
and used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or
I am so sorry. This is so embarrassing. I cannot believe this. I can't believe this.
Supernatural silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com.
This is really unbelievable.
Silver 2014 for 20% off.
That this is going on. Give you and your loved ones a chance
with supernatural silver.
Okay.
What are you
it's just
micro plant powder with iodine and probiotics.
Things happen, you
know. For around $10 a month. ImpUSA.org has 12 formulations.
This is just unreal here.
Removing toxins from your kidneys, liver, blood, lungs, stomach, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes.
I am so sorry. I am just so embarrassed that this is so unprofessional. I just can't believe it. Well, if I'm not on RBN much longer, well. It's not because I... Oh, never mind. Okay. This is... okay, it's a technical issue, but it's certainly very annoying. Okay, so people can still hear us, so I need to stop being frustrated and just... We'll just deal with it. Okay. So, we will take your phone calls right now. If there's anybody there to answer the phone, then do feel free to call into the program to ask questions, and hopefully there will be somebody there that will answer the phone. And that number, of course, is 800-313-9443. Or you can email your questions to comment@spingola.com, and I actually will answer the email. And okay, here's our bumpin' music, which will probably go on until the audio quits. We will also take questions, of course, from the chat room. Okay.
Yeah, so this lawyer, so-called, he was hanging out with the sons of Lenny Bloom, Nelson Paul.
Oh my gosh!
And you know, you put these things in your back of your head sometimes. He said to me one day that I didn't really believe it. I did a lot of things I didn't believe. He said that this, I guess, 2 years ago already. He said the family wanted to get rid of. They wanted to sell their shares in the Star because it was losing money, and then late last year, they announced that they lost $70 million. You know, and I thought, why don't you just tell the truth for a change? Maybe you'll sell some papers. You know.
All right.
And plus the Star, of course, they don't care about Canada. They were giving jobs to into Buffalo. You know, I don't know if they were answering their phones from Buffalo.
Wow.
I found out and I thought, well, you know, man, you know, you got no loyalty to anything in Canada. Or, what goes on. Our prime minister, of course, if you saw on the front page of the Toronto Street News, sorry, they the Prime Minister, they make sure that Canada remains a colony, and they make and weak, and they make sure that all the jobs are all the ownership and control of corporations are all sold off to foreigners. And on Canada Day, they do their best to hide the flag. They don't want the flag to be shown.
Wow. And that's the same thing that we have in this country, is that all the production has been shipped out, and then they bring in all of these foreigners and give them a certain visa where they can work and do the jobs that Americans won't do, haha. To quote the famous phrase by George W. Bush. And, of course, both of those, him and his father, were certainly both involved in the NAFTA agreement, which is what sent most of the most everything out of the country. So
I could tell you a story about NAFTA. Oh boy, there's a real humdinger there. Do you know that United States, when they're doing the NAFTA negotiations? The United States, because it was so advantageous for the states at the time, or understood that that they wanted to make sure that all the provincial premiers of Canada were signing on. Well, it turns out that every night when they got through the negotiations, they would give the woman that I know, and she was quite a story. She would change all, they would put all the documents into a vault, and she would go in there at 1 o'clock in the morning and change everything back and get the premiers to sign it, to take out all the clauses where Canada loses its rights on trade.
And, right.
And get the premiers to sign it. And after that, she was a single mother, and they knew that she was going to become a whistleblower. So they gave her a cushy job, like she was French Canadian. Two languages. So they gave her a really fancy job in Paris. When she got to Paris, they took her passport away from her.
Oh my gosh.
She couldn't get back to Canada for 10 years.
Oh my gosh.
That's how your NAFTA got signed.
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, that's what they did.
What's her name? Shelley Ann Clark. You know, we interviewed her on radio before. You know.
Oh, yes. Yes. Now, she wrote a book recently. Right?
Yep.
Okay. She sent her publicist sent me the book, mm-hmm. and I wrote back and tried to schedule her and never heard back from them.
Yep.
And I've got the book on the coffee table. I went through it, and I have not been able to schedule her because I haven't.
She'd be a good guest. No, my uncle. In the Second World War, he was in artillery, and they went to the guy that was negotiating with Simon was his name. He got to a Jewish name. He trained for months, you know, to be artillery team, and you know, a big team. You work together, and all this stuff. And they got the Monte Cassino in the front lines, and they said, where's Simon today? Oh, he's in payroll. So that's how a good Jewish person apparently fights wars.
Wow.
From payroll.
Somebody in the chat room asked about Mrs. Steele, who used to be at one time Thal's radio co-host. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, Miss Steele, yeah. Yeah, that was, yeah, was Lenny's partner, or at least for a time. He's always got these stupid programs, but she was on, and they always conjecture, is she taking it handily as well? So we have to ask those questions every time we see somebody with Nelson.
Wow.
So Nelson is a beast as far as we can tell.
Wow.
According to the stories that have been told to me, and I repeated them, and that's what I say. They don't sue you for telling the, they can't sue you for telling the truth. So they burn you out instead.
Wow. Wow. So do they give you any warning?
No. Well, I mean, so many things happened. I had my email hacked, the website hacked. Microsoft is part of the whole criminal gang too. As far as that goes, they I had a 10 years of Microsoft account, and they took that away from me. When this all happened, you know, when they got the fires and the
an email that was associated with Microsoft.
Yeah, well, I had it for 10 years. So I lost a lot of contacts. Holy cow, you know, you get a lot of people, and you don't write them all down. And another company came forward and said, "Oh, we're assigned to help you recover your email," and they said, "We'll get it back for you, Victor." Well, guess what? They couldn't get it back. I filled out all the questionnaires and stuff to prove it was mine, and they said, "We're sorry, we don't have the high enough security level at Microsoft to allow us to give it back to you."
Wow! After they put you through all that work and they charged you,
they said they'd give me a new website, but they wouldn't give me back the old one. So it's all, you know, anything that they can do to sabotage your work or harass you. So I went through every week there was, you know, something else happened. I mean, the car in the house in Toronto, they would come and tow the car away. I had a guest, and they tow his car away. You know, it was parked legally, and they'd say, "Oh well, it's a snow removal zone." Well, just one thing, one problem with that, there was no snow, you know.
Oh.
So that was, every day, you know, there'd be something that would happen, and you know, they can get into the, I wouldn't call it gang stuff.
Did you ever think that it was just a coincidence, or did you figure, well, if somebody's going after my email, and if you have all these computer issues, if there's, you know, a car lands on its roof in your front yard, or if some weird things happen to you at your house, do you consider it just a coincidence, or do you think this is the real deal? We are going to a real break.
Sometimes it's a real deal. Yeah.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Autumn in the air. It's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us, Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Alrighty, we are back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Victor Fletcher. He runs the TorontoStreetNews.com, and we do have a caller, and we will take your calls at 800-313-9443. Victor, did you want to finish your thought? I don't want to leave you in the middle of a thought.
I was just going to go back to what I said about predictions on 9/11. I thought it was, well, I guess I explained that.
Yeah.
A guy that flew over and snuffed out the flame.
Sure. Okay, let's go ahead and take Frank in North Carolina. Frank, welcome to the program.
Yes, thank you, Deanna. And,
yes.
And by the way,
Can you talk a little bit louder, Frank?
Oh, yeah. Is this loud enough?
No. Sounds like you're in a hole somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Okay, there you go. Okay.
How about now?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. Yeah, I did try and call in as soon as you put out the request to call in about the music. I couldn't tell if it was a rebroadcast or not, but yes, to your guest, this is very interesting. Everything you're telling me, I'm like on the edge of my seat because I keep, you know, I mean, I'm not trying to make this about me, but I keep waiting to, you know, start getting some repercussions for my own, activity. But, you know, I know there's a lot of people, well, there's people in the truth movement that seem to make a pretty good business at it. And, they do, it seems to me they do whatever they can to deflect attention away from the source of where all of the activity that they discuss every day and expose every day, they don't like anyone to talk about it. For example, they will try and deflect 9/11 on the Saudis and never mention anything about any Israeli involvement, which is well documented, I think. And I was just wondering, at your level, are you aware? I mean, you've obviously run into some people that ended up not being who you thought they were. At your level, do you know anything behind the scenes? I mean, are there people in the truth movement, leaders of the truth movement, that are actually on the payroll of the bad guys? I mean, I don't want to discredit anyone or libel or anyone if they don't deserve it. I've been watching this for 10 years, and I'm just really curious about it.
Okay, you asking Victor?
Yes.
Okay, Victor. Now, Victor's in Canada, so he's he's probably, Victor probably is aware of the so-called truth movement in this country. But, Victor, can you address that?
Yes. I don't have direct that way. I know I run it all the time about news about it. The one thing that we ran into was the so-called I call him the Less Than Amazing Randy, and he had a secret page on his website to teach young Zionists not to pay attention to our website. To any of the news. You know, my columnist used to do she still does lectures at U of T at University of Toronto, and they came in one day and shouted bitch at her when she was going to do a lecture on the 9/11 issue. So I think that Randy, I think he just died. Anyway, I said this before, I'm not afraid to say it. I believe he was being paid by CIA money somewhere along the line. That I'm sure of.
Sure.
I mean, I could go on and on about that, but just give you my opinion. He was one that was on the take, and he did a lot of lectures and so forth. But I feel that he was one person who was definitely on the take. He tried to be with it kind of guy, but he was far from it.
Sure. Well, the entire so-called women's movement was financed by the CIA initially with Gloria Steinem, who was being funded by the CIA. Her magazine was certainly MS was funded and promoted and fluffed by the CIA. So I think that you do have to recognize that there are infiltrators in the so-called truth movement, and Cass Sunstein actually admitted it, that there were people within the truth movement who would infiltrate and cause division and stir the pot up and spread stories and all kinds of things. Does that clarify anything, or would you like to add something to that, Frank?
I tell you, this subject just bothers me so much because, there was a guy that used to be on RBN.
Oh, we actually are going to a real break. Frank, hold over if you'd like for the 3 minutes. We will be right back in 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with Extendo-V. Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling, and you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Back with our guest today, who is Victor Fletcher. He runs the TorontoStreetNews.com. And 30 in the chat room said that there are too many cavities in the tooth movement, which I thought was kind of funny. And we still have Frank. Do we still have Frank? Frank, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, you know, you've got the truth, you've got truth, you've got a truth, you've got some truth, and, you know, there seems to be some people that are pretty good at making money at telling some truth and even a lot of truth, but there doesn't, once you go to the whole truth, everything that's available out there, it seems to become a real problem. So you kind of have to build your business model on, just telling certain truths or maybe most of the truth, but you can't really tell who's behind everything. And, you know, I don't know. Maybe that's the only way they think they can get the information out. But, I heard a call taken from someone that used to be at RBN who I really have a lot of respect for. And, he said one time, and he lives in Canada too, by the way. He's no longer on RBN. I'm not sure. I think you have to go to his website to listen to his stuff. But he said that he knows behind the scenes information, about the truth movement. That he said if he had said it to the guy who was calling in at that moment, he said all hell would break loose within 5 minutes. And I had my own ideas of who it was. I mean, you know, I think a particular person always comes to mind with anything like that. But yeah, I don't know.
Wow. Yeah. Somebody emailed me just recently and said that and accused me of making all kinds of money being on the radio, and I'm thinking, you know, we don't get paid. We do this because we like the truth. I don't get paid. Nobody gets paid at RBN. I mean, except for the board ops and the logistical people. But yes, okay. Did you have something else? We do have some other calls.
Yeah, I'll go. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Frank. Did you want to say anything about what Frank said?
Where's the money?
Where's the money? It's costing me money, you know. Yep. I mean, I publish my own books. I don't make any money. Gosh.
Nope.
Okay, let's take Cab in New York. Cab, welcome to the program.
Wanting to know what happened, or don't you know?
I have no
idea. I asked your engineer, and he said we're live. So that was
okay.
What he said. So
good. I'm glad we're alive.
No, we're live. You know,
yeah.
Like
I have no idea.
Live radio. Things happen, I guess, or whatever.
Sure.
What he was trying to say, but anyway, I was just wanted to comment that that. You know, all these dirty tricks and everything. The reason why we're all...
There's an echo. Do you have the radio on behind you?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Okay.
maybe you have a new engineer. Well, I just wanted to say that the reason why I think, you know, that we always get such a lot of flack and everything, I mean... I don't do very much. I just, you know, I just do a little bit of writing on the internet and stuff. But well, even the little puny stuff that I do, I mean, I run into a lot of flack, and I just think it's because the other side is all they've got, you know? They can't really, they don't have any facts. They don't have any truth.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have any inspiration or anything driving them other than pure meanness, and they're probably getting paid.
Well, I think you probably also have that there are boiler rooms set up all over the place where you have people who actually monitor forums and monitor radio programs and all sorts of things. And certainly that is a very good possibility. So
yeah, they got the money. If they didn't have the money, they wouldn't stand a chance, you know.
Sure.
But I remember I first got into the internet, you know, and I always used to like to write letters to the editor. And then when I found into this forum called Excite. I don't know if you've ever heard of that one, but I discovered it on the internet. I go, wow, what a place to say anything I want. I can start any kind of discussion group. I can jump in. I can say anything I want, and I can really type fast. And, you know, I have a lot of opinions and everything, you know. So it was like, wow, I just went to heaven. And so I jumped into some of these discussion groups. And then there was somebody on there, on the forum, that had chased me off there by impersonating me and saying a whole bunch of things. And,
yeah.
You know, so that's what they have to do. They have to use, you know... dirty tricks, and
sure.
I've been kicked off so many forums and kicked off or just dirty tricks, and you know, and I'm very always polite, and
mm-hmm.
You know, all I'm doing is stating facts and you know, trying to be very clear
open
about what
and
I'm
transparent
saying.
Mm, yeah,
yeah, right, but no, we can't have that, you know, so
sure.
Anyway, this is, it just always happens like that.
Sure,
but,
well, we've all been there, done that.
Poor guest today, he sounds like he really gets it all the time.
Yeah, Victor, do you have any comments to add to what Cab has said?
It's true. It's also, you're talking about not getting a chance or getting thrown off. On the other hand, the silence is deafening. Why aren't there more people out there, you know, complaining and protesting? It's incredible how people let their whole lives go by with this. It's it's so depressing.
Sure. They're kept in ignorance on purpose. Absolutely. Yeah. A lot of distractions with TV and just trying to keep food on the table and whatnot. Okay, we do have some other callers, so we do need to move on. Thank you so much, Cab, for your phone call. Let's take Pauline in Canada. Pauline, welcome.
Hi. Actually, it's Colleen.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But no problems. But, Victor, it's so refreshing to hear a Canadian speaking the truth. I live in B.C., and I've been looking for alternative media that's telling the truth. And, you know, unfortunately, it's mostly in the United States. And you only want to, you know, you only hear little bits and pieces about Canada on the alternative media in the U.S. So I was wondering, this Cloak and Dagger Radio, I don't know anything about this Lenny fella. And is that, can you listen to that online besides going to YouTube? Because Galaxy Broadband is just a real ripoff, and if we listen to YouTube for 15 minutes, it uses up all of our download time. So we have to just stick to the real basic Windows media like I'm listening to on RBN right now, so I can listen to the program. But if you could just let us know if there's a station that we can go to and your newspaper, if it's online, or if so we can read it, because I would sure appreciate to hear more of the truth. And these people, the town I live in is a little one-horse town. People are extremely ignorant in Canada. I just can't believe how stupid they are, especially when we have the internet. Because when it comes to health, politics, finances, with the internet, absolutely no excuses for people to remain stupid any longer. So, again, thank you, Victor, for coming forward and just saying it as it is. And thank you, Diana, for having the guts to just get out there and say what needs to be said, too. It's really appreciated. And I'll let you go from there. Thanks again.
Thank you. Thank you for your phone call and your encouragement.
She should be very careful about the cloak and dagger business. That's Lenny Boom.
Right. I think she didn't mean it specifically to that newspaper, but it's just... looking for truth.
Yep.
But you might reiterate that.
That's a Lenny Boom operation.
Is that still going on?
Not that I know of, but it has been. He brings it forward. He does a whole series of things. If you want to watch Lenny Boom, you watch how many times he pulls at his nose for the cocaine.
Really?
Yeah. You'll see his program, and he'll be always pulling at his nose because we surmise is a cocaine habit online now.
Now the books that he wrote, do you suppose that they were written by somebody else under his name?
Well, he's lazy. He could very well, but like I said, he tried to horn in on the was the other. Oh God, I can't remember his name. Who's that?
Art Topham or
no the guy. Sorry,
Smolnik.
The one who said
Skolnick.
The media is a message. Marshall McLuhan.
Right. Okay.
He tried to and they were mad. I know my CIA informant his sister was married to the son. And I know there was real bad blood between with him trying to get his name in there. He calls himself a media scientist on another program. And it's all partly funded with Lenny Bloom again. You know, it all goes back to him.
Yeah. Well, if Now, Wikipedia does have some truth on it. It certainly is infiltrated and edited and whatnot. But if you look up Sherman's Skolnick, S-K-O-L-N-I-C-K, then there's a whole list of people that were associated with Lenny Bloom. And, I mean, it's just very interesting. And as I said, it does have a lot of disinformation, misinformation, but so you do have to get your information from numerous sources. Always look on the other side, and be objective. Be objective. Be objective. Be objective.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let yourself get brainwashed. Right?
Yep. It actually, I always say it. It always takes. It actually takes guts to really look at this, because you get your illusions destroyed constantly.
In what way? You think something's true?
The more research you do, you find out, oh, yeah, you say, oh, that's where that's coming from, or that's where that lie is coming from. You know, you keep saying, oh, I didn't know that, I didn't know that.
Right.
And the world keeps getting smaller and smaller.
Right. Now I know that Democracy Now! With, what's her name, Amy Goodman. I mean, even the people that you know are not, well, that they are highly funded, highly promoted, they're going to tell you some truth from time to time. I mean, the people who are working the other side, Fair and Balanced, Fox News, they are going to tell you the truth, but you have to understand that when they're telling you one thing, they're concealing something else.
Well, that's right. It's a big game, boy. But,
right.
But if you watch, I mean, I watch the U.S. Stocks Channel all the time, CNBC Stocks Channel, while I'm mm-hmm. working on other things, and you know, and I easily locate the CIA reporter there, Michelle Caruso Carrera, and you can always tell, like, she'll put in lies about Putin and Russia constantly, and you kind of get tired of it, but at least you know what, you know, you can tell what's going on, you know, and they'll give her the jobs to specific interviews to slant things the way she thinks, or you can just see the CIA coming out of it.
Sure. Now, what about somebody like Anderson Cooper? I mean, he did. He was an intern for the CIA right after he graduated from college.
Right.
And I tend to think that once CIA, just like once mafia, always CIA or mafia.
Well, he's always going to be safe. He's going to play it safe. He was got nothing to say. It sure won't be doing any exposés on the CIA or anything that's not approved, and people find it so easier, they're entertained so easy that just to turn on the TV and they sit there and watch it, you know.
And it does have a tendency to mesmerize you.
Yeah. So it's not difficult to but there's lots of comments on the net about that, how it mesmerizes people. It's so easy, you know, and lots of history. You can study that backwards and forwards. There's so many items on there.
Yes. There's messages that. They used to do this in the movies, right before the break, before, you know, if they had two movies playing or something, they would flash something on the screen, popcorn, buy your popcorn or something.
Yeah, that's right.
And it was so fast. What did they call that?
Well, subliminal, but...
Subliminal, yeah.
But it's a very sophisticated operation these days. It's even goes beyond that somehow. I can't
right
get in that right now. But
Right. I've had people on the program talking about that. It's been a while, though.
It gets quite... well, they certainly do it. They, you know, they're still doing it that way. It's just not, but it's done so well. It's not recognizable.
Right.
But what's going on? Yeah. So people get on there. Apparently, Netflix now lately they're saying people get on to Netflix and they stay on there for 2 or 3 or 4 hours.
Wow. All righty. We're going to a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
HempUSA.org introduces 3 brand new detox formulations of micro plant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide only at HempUSA.org.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today has been Victor Fletcher, and he runs TorontoStreetNews.com. And I don't know where the time went. I mean, it has just gone by so quickly. So we were talking. What were we talking about right before the break?
Oh, the media control or manipulation. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, so it's, like I said, it's a whole study of boy, the mind control. But we get into another issue bordering on that is the microwaving and mind control on people.
Mm-hmm.
The dangers, there's work with Eleanor White to do with.
Oh, I love that woman. She's so wonderful.
She has to hide out in a little country town now from not allowed even to be in town. I'm sure they could trace her anywhere anyways, but
sure.
She just doesn't want her location exposed to any more than it already is, I guess.
Sure. Now you were talking about Netflix. What? That's.
Oh yeah. Well, Netflix. Yeah. Well, the Stocks Channel is going on and on about it this past week because they were amazed at the programming on there was keeping people totally enthralled, and they're going off of the regular cable TV. They're even saying they would give up their broadcasting. On the cable TV in preference to watching this. Well, they're not going to get any news or any education on there, and you know, so that's probably suits the powers that be, that people just get totally hooked on watching videos all day.
I thought Netflix was something that you I don't know anything about it.
It's going absolutely crazy, but believe me, with the profits and success story, they're doing. I know I can't even keep up with it myself, but they provide the
movies or something.
The latest movies, and yeah, incredible. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and they send them out to you or something. They send them to you or.
Well, yeah, you can order it on your internet. I guess I didn't even know all of that myself, because I'm not interested in it, but. But I do know it's a very successful operation, and it's what the Motley Fool Stocks guys, they're all hyping it as well, like crazy. So
wow.
They're saying it is going to be a revolution on not, you don't have to pay so much to the cable companies.
Wow, it's all distraction.
Yeah.
Keep people distracted so they won't know what's going on with them, so they won't know they're enslaved. Well, Victor, it's been very interesting, and I thank you so much for being on the program today, and hopefully there will be no repercussions.
Yeah, well,
and I hope that people will visit the website.
Right. Yeah, well, that was fun, yeah.
Bless your heart. Thank you.
I got lots more, but anyway, we'll leave it.
Yeah, we'll do this again. Thank you, Victor. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk to you soon.
Financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses declining.